As the mayor of College Station, it's truly an honor to be here today to partake in this historic event for our community. I'm very proud to be here, and as the chancellor and president have said, I wish that our former city manager, Frank Simpson, was here to see this. Before his tragic death in April, Frank had played an integral role in putting this all together. He was a proud and loyal Aggie, and I'm sure he's smiling down on us right now. I'm not sure anyone was more excited about this project than Frank. As others have said, these agreements are game changers and have already become a model for other university towns. It shows what happens when all our local entities work together to find positive solutions to challenging situations. We've seen it happen before in rather dramatic fashion with a bio corridor, and we've seen it again with these creative agreements. The positive relationships we've established with all the other entities represented here will pay dividends to all sides for many years to come. Our community benefits immeasurably from the presence of Texas A&M, which needs and deserves our support. I'm thrilled that we found such an innovative way to help A&M with the redevelopment of Kyle Field. For College Station, our agreement through the CVB lays the groundwork for us to conduct tourism business year-round by providing us with discounted access to A&M's world-class facilities. This will help us attract many large-scale events that will benefit our economy and, yes, increase our hotel and motel tax revenues. Just like Kyle Field gives Aggies a tremendous advantage, this agreement gives us a considerable advantage over our competitors who try to lure these same big events to their cities. But not many of those cities have access to facilities of this caliber and at these preferred rates. For our citizens, the best part is this agreement are funded entirely by visitors, no local taxpayers. On behalf of the City of College Station, I offer my sincere thanks to Chancellor Sharp, Dr. Laughlin, Judge Peters, Mayor Bayinski, and especially Hunter Goodwin, all of who were involved in making these agreements a reality.